You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new study into thermal detection technology may hold the answers to saving the Maui and Hector's dolphins. Hector's dolphins have fallen from 50,000 in 1970 to just 10,000 today, while Maui's dolphins have dropped from 2,000 to less than 60. Ocean Life Survey's Martin Stanley has just completed the initial survey on a new technology which would help the dolphins' main threat in fishing vessels detect the dolphins and therefore avoid accidentally netting them as bycatch. I spoke to Stanley earlier this week about the system of detection and what exactly it would entail.
Thermal detection basically picks up heat radiation, so any object above absolute zero gives out thermal radiation, and so it can be picked up by using thermal cameras which detect that radiation, also known as infrared. So basically what you get is a heat image of an object and its surrounding environment, if you like. So you won't see, you know, you won't see colors per se, natural colors which we perceive and normally, as we see an object or an environment, and you just see the heat signature. So, in essence, what you're seeing is sometimes a black and white image, and within that black and white image, depending which setting you've got it on, the hotter elements are in that image in the environment or that object will be, for instance, white. And then the cooler elements will be black. So you get kind of it's a pictorial image, which surprisingly is quite similar to what you would see, but it's just the heat being radiated from those objects.
Right. So it's able to pick up these particular dolphins because they're warm-blooded.
Yeah. So basically, some of the thermal equipment I've been using was developed for human search and rescue purposes. And so humans have a core body temperature around about 37 degrees centigrade, and that's the same for marine mammals as well, whales and dolphins. So in theory, you should be able to pick them up in the same way that you'd be able to pick up the thermal image of a human. And it's a bit more complicated with marine mammals because of the blubber layer, if you like, which has an insulating effect. But you can pick up, for instance, with the larger species, the blows, which is their breathing. So the breath is coming out at, a similar temperature to the core body temperature. So you can pick that up. You can also pick up with dolphin species for dorsal fin, so for top fin. And the reason for that is it's one of the only parts of their anatomy which doesn't have a blubber layer. And they actually use their dorsal fin to control their temperature. So, for example, if they're engaged in really active behavior, such as hunting, foraging, they'll flush more blood to the dorsal fin, and it acts like a radiator, almost like a car radiator. So it cools the connection of the dorsal fin either to a surrounding water or if it's cooler air, will actually radiate some of that heat out. So for dolphin species and for Maoris as well, the dorsal fin is the element, if you like, which we pick up the most. You see the body shape as well, which is crucial. So the body shape and the shape of the dorsal fin can help us look at a thermal image and say, that's a dolphin, and in some cases identify the species of the dolphin.
Have you got as far as to thinking the practicalities of implementing this as far as establishing the system on fishing vessels and getting them to use it?
We're in the initial stages of proving the technology and improving it with marine mammals and with Hectorides, which that's Maui's and Hector's dolphins. What we've been able to prove is you can use this system from a vessel, OK? can be quite a small vessel. You can use it in the marine environment and get the detections in real time. So it's not a case that you have to, you collect this data and then you go back and you've got to do, you know, loads of analysis to see if you've got a thermal detection. You can see it in real time. And because it's pictorial, if you like, it's very intuitive. You can see, you know, it's a dolphin, it's a whale, for example. So you don't need to be a well-trained scientist to work that out. So what we've looked at is how we can get these detections across a range of environmental and sea conditions. So for thermal imaging, heat is crucial. So we've looked at doing detection in some of the coolest water temperatures, which hectori inhabit, and air temperatures. And then similarly, we've done a repetition in the warmer water conditions and warmer air temperatures. And just to be able to prove that over the species' thermal range, we can get detections. So we've done this work. This work is basically the baseline information, if you like, to prove that the technology could be used from a boat to detect the species, which would give people advanced warning, particularly at night, that they were there. What we've also been able to do is try and push the detection distance. So see how far we can pick up these thermal detections of Mauis and Hectors. And so far it's looking quite good. We've still got some more detailed analysis to do. But we're getting detections at the moment beyond 500 meters, and that's from a really low boat platform. You know, so you're only kind of a couple of meters above sea level. So, and that's using the system we've got at the moment. There's more advanced systems which can achieve thermal detection at much greater distances, and which we can then compare our system and our detection distances to, and work out how much further it may be feasible to pick up Mauis and Hectors using thermal systems.
Right. I guess we've seen a lot of attention on the plight of these dolphins. I mean, there was recently a really damning report from Christopher Parler for National Geographic on New Zealand's treatment of Maui dolphins. I guess, how do you think this system would fit in place with our current fishing regulations, where already fishing vessels aren't entirely playing by the books when it comes to fulfilling their obligations to not kill dolphins as part of bycatch?
Yeah, it's in terms of kind of implementing or adopting this technology, that would be down to the relevant authorities, MPI and Department of Conservation, if you like, in New Zealand. What we've shown is it can be used, and the idea is it can be used to pick them up, and hopefully where the fishing boats are looking to fish, they could, for instance, do thermal scans prior to deploying any gear. And the dolphins are most susceptible to being possibly bycaught at night, because you've not got any other means of detecting them in reality. In the day, the fishermen could use their eyes, have a look around, and you would hope if they did see the dolphins around, they wouldn't deploy their gear. At night, they've got no means of determining if the dolphins are present in the area they're going to fish. So the thermal imaging system, if you like, which is what we've been working towards, is getting a method in place where they will be able to pick up dolphins at night in the vicinity. And if they do, then we would hope that MPI and DOC would kind of use the system in a way which would mean that the fishermen then would be required not to deploy their gear while there are still dolphins in the area at the time. So we hope by the use of this system, it's not going to be a silver bullet, to cure the risk of bycatch, but it's another tool in the arsenal to hopefully reduce the risk of marine mammal bycatch, particularly Mauis and Hectors.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.